Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're studying in 2 Samuel chapter 7, and what we have before us today is the immediate reaction of King David to Nathan's prophetic word that David would not be building a house for God, but rather that God would be establishing and building a house, a kingdom, for and from King David, and that the dynasty would be established forever. This response from David is a prayer. And this is the second longest speech act from David's lip in 1 or 2 Samuel. It's one word longer than the prophecy itself, conveying to us that David's response to God's covenant promises is thematically as important as the covenant itself. In other words, we need to pay attention to David's response just as much as we pay attention to the promises. We need to see how a person of elevated status, how a king, but even more than that, a man after God's own heart, acknowledges the promises of God. So in response to this news, David walks whatever distance existed between his luxurious house and the tent, the tabernacle that was there. He enters the tent and he sat before the Lord. This is the only time in the Bible someone is said to be praying while seated. The word sat is the same word used to describe David dwelling in a house of cedar, but also the ark dwelling in a tent. This little detail shouldn't be lost on us. David is now dwelling before the Lord. Before, David was dwelling in his house of comfort, coming up with plans he wanted to accomplish for God, but now David, after hearing God's plan for him, was sitting or dwelling before the Lord, awestruck. We consider it the pinnacle of privilege to dwell in luxury, to be in a comfortable state of ease. The highest goal and pursuit is to have it all. And David, in the eyes of the world, had luxury and comfort and ease. He had all that could be had, it seemed. But what we find here is that there is a pinnacle that reaches up to a greater privilege. There is a higher goal. There is a more satisfying comfort, and that is to sit before the Lord, marveling at His grace and at His plan. And the goal of our faith shouldn't be set on the gifts, on the graces of God, but on the presence of God Himself. In that great prayer book called The Valley of Vision, one of the prayers goes like this: I pray not so much for graces as for the Spirit Himself, because I feel His absence and act by my own spirit in everything. Give me not weak desires, but the power of His presence, for this is the surest way to have all of His graces. As you pray today, please remember Regino Acuna and his family, our national changemakers in Paraguay. And also remember the Portuguese Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Portugal.